Many years ago, while all our peers were reading comics, we were busy studying at higher economics.
We crossed the fundamentals very fast.
We've always understood the way the markets operated, while other people find its workings hugely complicated.
And the terminology leaves them aghast.
Warren Buffett says our fiscal lectures are the tops. He likes the way we analyse the niceties of swaps.
So if you're sitting comfortably, we hope you will forgive it if we start at the beginning with what's known as the derivative.
We hope you will forgive it if we start with the derivative.
Sounds vaguely familiar. Derivatives are monetary instruments, that puts it very neatly. But unlike stocks and shares, the actual value comes from something else completely. The value of derivatives derive, you see, from value underlying, and are often used to lessen risk for speculators selling and or buying. Now, value can be notional or market, and these values never meet. In addition, only market value gets recorded on the balance sheet. Oh, and a sell is not a sell, it's called a put, just as a buyer is called a call. And thus, anything you call, you better put before the prices start to fall.
Oh, the markets, the dollars and the dimes. How lucky we all are to live in interesting times. The markets, it takes a lot of skill to make your lifetime savings worth absolutely nil.
There you have it, clear as crystal. Any questions? No? Right, moving on. To another complex concept that has been much in the news lately. And Adele has made a lifetime study of this particular subject. So Adele, would you give us in 8 rhymed lines without hesitation, deviation or repetition? Short selling.
Short selling is another term which many people find a bit confusing. You could say it's a way of losing money without actually losing. Say, I, let's call me A, acquire some futures at a price that's rather high. Then you will call you B, will ask to borrow them without explaining why. Thus, B acquires A's futures which he doesn't own and sells them at a loss. The markets panic, prices plunge, but B is calm and doesn't give a toss. Since B will now repurchase them at half the price when A will get them back. And B then trousers all the profit from the loss and ends up in the black.
Oh, the markets are not for the faint-hearted. A fool and his investments are very quickly parted. The markets, you really got to hand it to the traders who designed it so that you won't understand it.
Very impressive, Adele.
Thank you.
Now, shall we have a quick Q&A? And no cheating. Was Adele A or was she B? Oh, yes, well, we're all very smart now, aren't we? And did she make a profit or a loss? Well, she didn't make a profit or a loss. She simply got back her original investment. The profit was made by B, yes, and that's you. Do try to keep up.
Yes, well, as I say, it would help if you made some notes. Look at all their little frightened faces. Oh, people, people, come on, we're getting to the easy part now. Liza is going to guide you through hedge funds, futures, and that old chestnut arbitrage. Liza?
Thank you. A hedge fund, as its name suggests, will spread the risk to better hedge its bets. They will buy distressed securities from companies who struggle with their debts. In fundamental growth or sector fund, they may well opt for long positions. And through many types of arbitrage, they'll build up an array of acquisitions. Now, arbitrage itself is an effective fiscal tool as much attraction as in when a hedge fund makes a killing in a clever synchronous transaction. Say they see the price of carrot futures lower on the FTSE than the bourse. They buy in London, sell in Paris, make a pile of froggy comes off worse.
Oh, the markets, they lead us to despair. What with bankers talking bull and the cupboards nearly bare. The markets, each trader's a magician. If his dealings lead to losses, he still gets his commission.
In summation, so what I hear you ask exactly is the reason for the credit crunch. Adele?
The fault lies with the banks, whose senior personnel are frankly out to lunch. Liza.
Yeah. They'd invent new ways to borrow so that we would borrow more to keep on spending. Dilly.
Then they'd borrow from each other to facilitate their unsupported lending.
So now the government will bail them out with money that it simply doesn't have. It's just the same as if they took our bloody taxes and then flushed them down the lab, with the result that we and future generations will be forced to work like coolies. So if you ever meet a banker, it's your duty to divest him of his ghoulies. Oh, the markets, disease with debts like cankers, which leads us to conclude that the bankers are all wankers. The markets, so complex and obscure, it's 'cause no one is accountable, we're all in the manure. Oh, the markets, where the likes of Bernie Madoff have created lots of paupers and caused thousands to be laid off. The markets, where did it all go wrong? It began with subprime mortgages. But that's a lie.